Hi, is this Joanne?
Yes.
You don't know me, but my name is Tony Tampoon. It's very nice to meet you.
Tony, is it? Sorry.
Yes, Tony Tampoon. I'm good friends with Damon. I believe he's booked to be your motivational speaker today.
Yeah, he's booked for tonight.
Okay, well, he just called me and asked me to fill in.
No, he's on a contract.
He told me he couldn't make it because apparently he ate cat food or something. He thought it was tuna. I don't know. I wasn't there, but he's sick.
That's not acceptable. We have an event full of people waiting for him. He's been booked for weeks now.
Look, he feels horrible about it. But listen, I believe that I am more than capable to step in for you tonight.
I don't even know who you are. I've never heard of you.
Listen. My buddy is the one who dropped out, okay? We've been best friends for years. I've seen him on stage maybe a million times, all right? I've completely soaked up his entire act.
Just because you've seen someone on stage doesn't mean that you can do what they do, okay?
Well, I don't know. I think I could save this. Just let me show you what I can do.
Listen, our event is tonight because your friend doesn't want to show up and got sick, okay?
Look, you're going to feel so much better. Let me paint the picture, okay? Imagine I'm on stage speaking to hundreds of your employees, and who gets on the mic? Confucius said, it doesn't matter how slowly you go, as long as you don't stop.
What are you doing right? Is this your motivational speaking?
That was Christopher Walken.
That impression is f***ing horrible. That is not motivational speaking, and that is not what we paid for. We didn't hire Christopher Walken, okay?
It's not all going to be Christopher Walken. There's going to be other people. Like, imagine, accept the challenges so that you feel the exhilaration of victory.
Okay, I don't know what you're thinking, but we're not paying for your s*** impressions, okay?
Oh, what are you talking about? This is not a s*** impression. This is a Sean Connery.
I don't like any of the s*** impressions you do. You're not hired.
A presentation is a chance to share, not an oral exam. And I love me some oral. You get it, oral?
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
Look.
Do not come to the event tonight. There will be security there.
Okay, look, I get it. Bill Clinton, maybe a little too much. Try this on for size, then. If you don't use stories, audience members may enjoy your speech, but there's no chance they'll remember.
I have to do my job right now, and you're wasting my time.
What? No, look.
You're wasting my valuable time to find a replacement for your friend who got sick.
What, you don't like prank phone calls, lady?
What? Another impression?
No, this is the truth. My name is Jose. I'm on a morning show called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and I'm doing a prank phone call on you.
You gotta be shitting me. Oh my god.
No, you're on the radio.
Oh my god. Oh my gosh, I'm so scared. Oh my god.
Your friend Tammy set you up. She said you're so stressed about the motivational speaker tonight.
Oh my god. I'm gonna kill her.
Why would you kill her if you could just enjoy the joke?
Oh my god.
Leave her to me. I'll take good care of her. Let old Slick Willie take care of her.
These are all so horrible. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's really bad. You're right.